Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot to react to, a lot to digest when it comes to Week 12 in the National Football League. A rather telling Week 12 in the National Football League. We'll get to some of the marquee games. We'll get to the Pats and the Cowboys. We'll get to the Niner beatdown over the Green Bay Packers. Had a thrilling finish down in the Bayou, but locally, we got a lot to chew on. And I'm going to start the show on a positive note because I feel like this football season for me, it's been such torture to come on the air and it's just been negative, 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 negative. So yes, I could start with the New York Giants. I could start with another loss against the Chicago Bears. I could get into these Jason Garrett rumors, which I think are rather outrageous, and we'll have some fun with that. And I just kind of hope and pray from my standpoint, maybe not from the Giant fan standpoint, but from my standpoint as a talk show host, that would be the easiest show maybe that I'll ever do in my career if Jason Garrett ends up getting the New York Giants job at the end of this year. But I'm going to start with positive vibes because I'm feeling in those positive vibes. I'm in a good mood, a couple days away from Thanksgiving. No reason to be negative right out of the chute. So I'm going to start with the New York Jets, who win their third consecutive game, and they do so in dominating fashion and taking down the Oakland Raiders by the score of 34-3. And look, the New York Jets against the New York Giants and against the Washington Redskins showed you some really good things, from the quarterback to the game plan to the defense, getting pressure, making big plays. But I think many of us looked at it kind of in a glass half empty type approach. Why? Because of the competition. And when you looked at the Oakland Raiders, a team that had won three straight games, an Oakland team that is smack dab right in that playoff mix, and they came into MetLife Stadium playing some really good football. You wanted to see how the Jets were going to handle this challenge going up a weight class. Not that the Raiders are a great team by any means, but they're a lot better than the Giants. They're certainly a lot better than the Redskins. The Jets, to their credit, passed the test and passed it in a big way. You start with the quarterback. Again, the third straight game where Sam Darnold is stupendous. Sam Darnold making plays with his legs, scoring you a rushing touchdown. Sam Darnold going over 300 yards. Sam Darnold playing a clean football game, looking every bit the part of a franchise quarterback. That is what he has done the last 3 weeks. The look, the feel, the confidence of this quarterback, drastically different than what we saw a month ago. That is a great sign if you're a New York Jets fan. Think about the weapons that have gotten involved for Sam Darnold over the last few weeks. Robbie Anderson has shown you a pulse. He's having a whole lot of fun jumping in the stands these last few weeks, but he's showing you a pulse. Demaryius Thomas, a guy who looked like a total corpse. Looked like a total corpse in Denver, in Houston. Bill Belichick thought so little of him, he actually traded him to the New York Jets. Demaryius Thomas has shown you signs of life. Ryan Griffin, who is just fresh off his new contract extension, he has become the best friend of this quarterback. We know how important a tight end can be to an offense succeeding. I think many of us thought Chris Herndon was going to be that guy that really stepped in and really played big football. Turns out over the last few weeks, it's been Ryan Griffin. How about Berrios, who gives you a spark on special teams, makes a big play in the passing game. The poor red zone guys are screwing it up, saying he's a former member of the Miami Dolphins. I'm cringing as I'm watching that. But, hey, that's going to happen from time to time. Miami Hurricanes, Miami Dolphins, digress. All in all, this Jet offense deserves all sorts of praise. 400 yards of offense in back-to-back weeks, 30-plus points in three straight games. For the first time since Brett Favre and the 2008 New York Jets. For all of the heat that Adam Gase got, and rightfully so, at 1-7, with the team seeing ghosts, with the team looking like a rudderless ship, he deserves, in my estimation, a good amount of credit for getting his quarterback back on track, for showing you creativity within the offense. For this locker room staying together at 1-7. How many of us thought when the Jets lost to the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Dolphins, that hapless football team, tanking football team, won their first game of the year, that the wheels would fall off the wagon for this Jet team, that it might get even uglier this year? That has not happened. This team has stayed together. This offense has played a lot better. Is it a combination of playing a weaker schedule these last three games? Of course. But let's not make the Oakland Raiders out to be the Giants or the Redskins or the Dolphins. This team in that playoff mix, Jets whooped them every which way. And I know John Gruden bellyaching about the roughing the passer call on Sam Darnold. Was it a good call? Absolutely not. Is it the reason the Oakland Raiders lost the football game? Not even close. Oakland looked like a team that didn't want to be on the field. They weren't catching passes for Derek Carr. Tyrell Williams dropping balls, hitting him right in the chest. Raiders couldn't get their ground game going. And the Jets looked like the team that needed the game a lot more. The Jets looked like the team that was very much in the playoff mix. The Oakland Raiders did not. Now it's three straight wins for the New York Jets. And look, I know some are going to look at the playoff standings in the AFC. They're going to dare to dream. Let me put this to bed right here, right now. The Jets are not sniffing the postseason. First of all, for them to get to 9 wins would be a miracle. It would include wins over Pittsburgh, Baltimore, at Buffalo. Good luck with that. And we talk about tiebreakers. And that's something we're going to do quite a bit as the calendar turns to December and you start thinking about head-to-head and all that good stuff. Conference record matters. This is the first conference win the Jets have gotten all year. Not exactly going to help you if indeed you're daring to dream. Forget about that. The fact that the Jets have won 3 straight games, the fact that the Jets' season has not just crumbled apart at the seams. It was very, very important for this coach, for this quarterback, for this regime. We talked about getting everybody off the ledge when the Jets played the New York Giants, when they won that football game, just to get a good feeling in that building again. Well, now they've done so in 3 straight games. Now the folks who were calling me about Sam Darnold being a total bust, a total stiff, having no hope as a quarterback in this league, I noticed many of you have been awfully quiet over the last 2 weeks, and I think you're going to be awfully quiet again this week. Now you look at the next two games for the Jets. There's no reason this team shouldn't be looking at five consecutive wins. They should go to Cincinnati next week and beat the winless Bengals. When the Miami Dolphins return home, what, in a couple weeks? When Adam Gase goes up against his old team in a couple weeks, there's no way in the world the Jets should lose to that Dolphin team twice. And after what you saw from the Dolphins against the Cleveland Browns, let's just say there is a little regression to the mean for a team that won two games in a row. There should be some better feelings in the air around the Jets. Look, it doesn't erase the 1-7 start. That's going to be a combination of your quarterback getting sick, which obviously hurt. It's also going to be a combination of a couple of lousy games you put together once it came back. What we've seen over the last 3 weeks is what I expected to see at the start of the year. A quarterback who is progressing and getting better. An offensive play caller showing you signs of creativity, vision, getting different people involved within the game plan. And then you get to that Jet defense. And John Gruden was rather complimentary after the game. That defense is better than you think. Look at what they've done the last 3 weeks. Jamal Adams leading the charge. Poole getting you a pick six. Disrupting things at the line of scrimmage. No one's throwing a parade down the Canyon Heroes for 4-7. Nobody's going to be throwing bouquets the way the Jets at 6-7. If they can manage somehow, some way to win the next two games, which by Jet standards, as we know, is no given. And 1-7, you wondered how low could it go? You wondered how bad could it get? Those questions about your head coach and your quarterback, you should be putting them on the back burner after what you've seen the last three games. The quarterback looks the part. The coach may be calming your nerves. And the Jets rediscovering something they haven't done in a couple of years. A three-game winning streak. What a concept. A New York football team finding a way to win some games that count in the regular season. Man, haven't said a whole lot of that the last few years. Got to start somewhere if you're the Jets. You start with three straight wins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.